Grammar notes. 1.
Bao nhiêu?
In the sense of how many, is used when the speaker presumes a quantity of 10 or more than 10. And
mấy
is used for a quantity of less than 10. 2. Number system from 11 to 99. 2.1. The numbers from 11 to 19 are formed by adding
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
to the number
10.
The number
5
changes into
5.
11.
11.
11.
12.
12.
12.
13.
13.
13.
14.
14.
14.
15.
15.
15.
16.
16.
16.
17.
17.
17.
18.
18.
18.
19.
19.
19. 2.2. The numbers 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and 90 add the element
10
with the mid-level tone to the numbers
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
2.3. The number
1
in the numbers 21, 31, 41, 51, 61, 71, 81, and 91 changes its tone to the high rising tone.
21, 31, 41, 51, 61, 71, 81, 91.
2.4. The number
4
in the numbers 24, 34, 44, 54, 64, 74, 84, and 94 is used in both the Hanoi and the Saigon dialects.
24, 34,
etc. In the Hanoi dialect, the number
4
may change to
4
as well.
24, 34, 44, 54, 64, 74, 84, 94.
Speakers of the Saigon dialect use the form
4
only. 2.5. The number
5
in the numbers 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, 85, and 95 changes to either
nhăm
or
lăm
in the Hanoi dialect.
25, 25, 35, 35, 45, 45, 55, 55, 65, 65, 75, 75, 85, 85, 95, 95.
Speakers of the Saigon dialect use only the form
lăm.
The other numbers
2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9
preserve their original forms.
22,
22,
33, 46,
46,
57,
57,
68,
68,
79,
79. 3. Personal pronouns. The Vietnamese language does not have words that function strictly as pronouns in the second person. Rather, a large number of kinship terms serve this function. These terms will be covered more fully below. First, let's look at the first and third person pronouns. First person singular.
Tôi, mình.
Plural.
Chúng tôi, chúng ta, chúng mình.
Second person singular. None. Plural. None. Third person singular.
Nó.
Plural.
Họ. Chúng nó.
In most formal and polite situations where you may find yourself speaking, use of the form
tôi
is appropriate. The plural form
chúng tôi
excludes the person or people addressed, and the form
chúng ta
includes that person or those persons. In formal cases,
ta
may be used in the sense of
chúng ta.
The singular form
mình
is used on a familiar basis. The familiar plural form
chúng mình
both excludes and includes the person or persons addressed, depending on circumstances.
Nó
and
chúng nó
are used in referring to children and animals. Be careful. They are familiar and sometimes may be offensive if used in referring to adults.
Nó
may be also used to refer to an inanimate object. In Vietnamese, many kinship terms are used as personal pronouns to refer to people both within and outside the family. Here are several of them.
Bố,
father.
Ba,
father in southern Vietnam.
Cha,
father, formal.
Mẹ,
mother.
Má,
mother in southern Vietnam.
Anh,
elder brother.
Chị,
elder sister.
Em,
younger brother or sister.
Con,
child.
Cháu,
one, nephew or niece. Two, grandchild.
Ông,
grandfather.
Bà,
grandmother.
Bác,
uncle, aunt, father's and mother's elder brother or sister.
Chú,
uncle, father's younger brother.
Cậu,
uncle, mother's younger brother.
Cô,
aunt, father's and mother's younger sister.
Cô,
great-grandparent. The full kinship systems of the Hanoi and the Saigon dialects and their differences are described in the book Continuing Vietnamese, Lesson 4.
Anh
is used in addressing a young male person.
Chị
is used in addressing a young female person. In southern Vietnam, the word
cô
may be used also in the sense of
chị.
Ông
is used in addressing a middle-aged male person.
Bà
is used in addressing a middle-aged female.
Bác
is used in addressing a person as old as the speaker's parents.
Cậu
is a familiar form used by young people, especially by male persons, in addressing each other.
Em
or
cháu
is used when addressing a child.
Cô
is used in addressing an old man or woman. In high schools, colleges, and universities in Vietnam, students use
thầy, thầy
when addressing a male teacher, and use
cô
when addressing a female teacher. A student refers to himself or herself as
em.
Students refer to themselves as
chúng em.
At high schools, a teacher uses
em
when addressing a student. At colleges and universities, a teacher uses
anh
when addressing a male student and
chị
when addressing a female student. A teacher refers to himself or herself as
tôi.
The plural forms for second persons are made by adding the word
các
before the kinship terms.
Ông
you, singular.
Các ông
plural.
Bà
you, singular.
Các bà
plural. The other pronouns are formed in the same way. For example,
anh, các anh, cô, các cô, chị, các chị, bác, các bác, cụ, các cụ, cậu, các cậu, em, các em, cháu, các cháu,
etc. The word
ấy
is added after a kinship term to form the third person for both singular and plural.
Ông,
you,
ông ấy,
he, singular.
Các ông ấy,
he, plural.
Bà,
you,
bà ấy,
she, singular.
Các bà ấy,
she, plural. The other pronouns are formed in the same way. For example,
anh, anh ấy, các anh ấy, cô, cô ấy, các cô ấy, chị, chị ấy, các chị ấy, bác, bác ấy, các bác ấy,
etc. In addition to the personal pronouns and the kinship terms used as personal pronouns, the word
bạn,
literally meaning friend, is commonly used as a second personal pronoun in formal situations. Its plural form is
các bạn.
This word is not used for third persons.